Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Messner Ranch, they've got the oldest annual production sale in the state, and it's coming up on February 4th at the ranch in Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, plus 80 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Request a catalog at dvauction.com, or for more information, contact Milton at 580-273-9494, or call Van at 580-552-1555. That's the Messner Ranch production sale, February 4th. We'll see you there.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company. It was Scott Pruitt Day yesterday up on Capitol Hill in Washington. Incoming President Donald Trump's pick to head the Environmental Protection Agency said during his Senate confirmation hearing he'll honor the nation's renewable fuel standard and seek clarity on the controversial Waters of the U.S. rule strongly opposed by much of agriculture. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt vowed to restore a rule of law mentality at EPA, balance environmental issues with economic interests, and seek greater certainty on pending regulations like the Waters of the U.S. right now stymied in the courts.
Even before the Clean Water was passed, the waters in the United States equaled navigable waters. We know from a couple of cases that led up to the most recent case for Panos that the Clean Water Act, it's something more than navigable, in fact, but what that more is has to be determined and assessed. And so, as I indicated earlier to another senator's question, the most important thing is to provide certainty, to make sure that the Clean Water Act helps those at the state level know where the boundaries are of where they have jurisdiction and where they don't, so that we can have regulations that are fair and equitable and uncertainty is not created.
Scott Pruitt assured senators he'll honor the Renewable Fuel Standard statute and its biofuels volume targets in keeping with President-elect Trump's commitment to ethanol. But Pruitt ran into a buzzsaw of attacks from several Democrats, including freshman Senator Democrat Tammy Duckworth from Illinois, who said, in effect, "I don't believe you." Scott Pruitt responded.
The role of the administrator of the EPA is to enforce and administer the RFS program to carry out the objectives of that statute. Those targets that have been put in that statute by this body need to be respected. The discretion authority, the waiver authority of the administrator needs to be judiciously used to address those concerns that we've talked about.
It'll likely be a party line vote, but at the end of the day, Scott Pruitt likely be confirmed as EPA administrator. Leadership from several national farm organizations will be representing agriculture during the inaugural parade for President-elect Donald Trump tomorrow. Several agricultural group leaders will be driving tractors in the parade, including American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval, American Soybean Association President Ron Moore, U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance CEO Randy Krotz, National Pork Producers Council President John Weber, and National Association of Farm Broadcasting current President Max Armstrong. The farm leaders will be taking part in the RFD-TV Rural Tractor Brigade, driving new tractors along the parade route, celebrating the inauguration of the 45th president of these United States, Donald Trump. And finally, word out from the Trump transition team that they're circling back around and going to go with Sonny Perdue, former governor of Georgia, as the U.S. Department of Agriculture secretary nominee. You've got farm news on Ron.
To boost your farm's bottom line, start with soil health. The 21st annual No-Till in the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions, double from last year, and hear from 37 top speakers on soil health. Don't miss the popular No-Till Trade Show, presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, Agro Liquid, Needham Ag, and Pacines Ranch. Register now to save off walk-in rates at notill.org.
And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.